So as I was rolling around my kitchen this morning, making some breakfast and drinking some coffee, I was pondering some things. What does a real relationship with Jesus look like? I'm not going to be able to answer all these questions in a 10-minute podcast, but my goal is not to answer all these questions. My goal is to get you to start asking these questions. Let's go. Good Saturday morning, everybody. I hope everybody's doing great. Like I said at the beginning of the podcast, I was rolling around the kitchen making my coffee, which is in the wrong place. Hang on. Making my coffee and eating a little bit of breakfast, I was pondering, what does a real relationship with Jesus look like? I mean, first I'm going to start off with a story about a horizontal relationship. When I think about the cross, I think about a vertical relationship with Christ and our Heavenly Father, and I think about the horizontal relationships we have with each other. So I want to share this story with you, and I hope she's listening. Okay, she knows who she is, don't you? I have a friend of mine, and I've known her for close to 20 years. And after my wife died, I went off the deep end. I was suicidal. There's no other way to put it. And we were hanging out at my house one time, her and some friends of mine, and we were having a good time. And I was feeling sorry for myself. And I told her that I didn't want to be here anymore. And she told me what I needed to hear, and I didn't want to hear it. Well, long story short, I said a few choice words to her, and I think it was probably about a year or two or three later that she told me what I said, because I was so drunk I didn't remember it. And I was grieved. I couldn't believe I said that to her. I was crushed. I was heartbroken that I said those things to her, and I asked her to forgive me. I actually cried. I couldn't believe that I was that much of a pig, and that I said that to someone who was legitimately trying to help me and pull me back from the edge of something that once you jump off of, you're not coming back from. But when I realized that I grieved her and realized that I broke her heart, I asked her to forgive me. And then for the past maybe 6 months or so, we've been talking. And what was a casual friendship has turned into one of the greatest relationships that I've had with a female. She's my sister in Christ. She's one of my best friends. And I talk to her almost every day. I think about her a lot. When I have something I think that might encourage her, I will share it with her and then her with me. And that's a model of a relationship. Peter, when he denied Jesus the night before his crucifixion, when they were scourging him and basically punching him out, when he denied Jesus, Scripture tells us that he went and wept bitterly because he was grieved. Now, in modern parlance, wept bitterly means he cried ugly. He was grieved. But you know what? Jesus restored him. And from that point forward, his relationship with Christ was never the same. See, when we have a relationship with someone and we do wrong, if we really love them and they really love us, we'll ask them to forgive us. And we'll try to heal that relationship. One of my favorite demonstrations of relationship takes place in the 10th chapter of the Gospel of Luke. And let me get my phone turned on here. And it's Mary and Martha, a story we all know. Luke chapter 10, starting at verse 38. And it says, let me try to read this without stumbling down the stairs. It says, now as they went on their way, Jesus entered a village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to his teachings. But Martha was distracted with much serving. We're going to come back to that phrase in just a minute. She was distracted with much serving. And she went up to him and said, Lord, do you not care that I'm left to my sister is just sitting here? And that's not verbatim. That my sister is just sitting here. I'm in here trying to fry all this chicken. This chicken ain't going to fry itself. Tell her to get in here and help me. Now, back to the proper scripture. She said, Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things, but one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion, which will not be taken from her. There's a lot of things that go on in life that distract us. And I'm not going to talk about work because that's a necessary thing, although that can certainly be a distraction. Well, let's talk about work, but that can certainly be a distraction. But we get all these things that come in and take the place of our actual relationship with Christ. And on the outside, we're really falling apart. We don't seem to have time to sit at the Master's feet and listen to his teaching. We're too busy with our work. We're too busy with our hobbies. We're too busy with everything else under the sun. And we don't ever sit down and pray. We don't ever crack God's word open. And we just seem not to have time for it. There is a huge danger in that. There's the passage in Matthew chapter 7, where although it's directed for false, he's talking about false prophets, but he says, depart from me, for I never knew you. That word for no is the same word that Mary said when she said, told the angel of the Lord, how can this ever be, for I have never known a man. It's a sense of intimacy, although not physical like Mary was talking about in the first chapter of Luke, but you can have emotional and spiritual intimacy. And that is what we need to cultivate as Christians. We can't be doing this checkbox Christianity where I went to church and I served on the blah, blah, blah team and I worked in the nursery and I did that and I'm done for the week. See y'all next Sunday. That's not how it works. That's not how it's supposed to work. Like the relationship I have with my friend, it grows every time we talk. If I'm not talking to her, sometimes I'm thinking about her, and it works both ways. We have a relationship we have to cultivate. It has to be stirred. It has to be worked on. It can't just sit there. And I'm worried sick about people who just go to church and never read scripture, who don't have a desire to pray, who don't have a desire to read God's word. It's dangerous, I tell you, it's dangerous. And it's nothing you want to find out on judgment day when he separates the sheep from the goats that you're a goat. You don't want that to happen because once you get to that point, there's no going back. You're done. Your bags are packed and it's over. We need to have a living, breathing relationship with Jesus Christ. He gave too much up. He sacrificed too much for our relationship with Jesus to be Sunday mornings and Wednesday nights. Too much was sacrificed. Jesus is generally the first thing, not every time. I'm not perfect. I'm not trying to sound like, you know, Bobby better than you, because I'm not. But generally, when I wake up in the morning, he's the first thing I think about. Because I realized I woke up again. I'm still alive. And the guy talking to you right now was trying to drink so much that he wanted to die. And I was hoping that I would drink so much that I would just never wake up again. And Mary in the story in the 10th chapter of Luke, she had 7 demons cast out of her. The Bible says he who is forgiven much loves much. He who is forgiven little loves little. You know, when it comes right down to it, we've all been forgiven a lot and we need to love a lot. So the point of this little impromptu, poorly outlined podcast is to encourage people to evaluate where you are and to get on your knees and repent and ask the Holy Spirit to help you cultivate a real, loving, dynamic, growing relationship with Jesus, to where you do what Mary did and set aside the worries and concerns of the day, put your hobbies and interests away, and sit down, crack open your Bible, and say, Lord, show me who I am. And as I read your word, show me who you are. And when we do that, all the other facets of our lives, even our hobbies and interests, take on a whole new light. It's like the old hymn says, turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in his glorious face, and all the things of this life will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Something to think about, saints, man. I want to know everybody in the sound of my voice and the people that I live with and the people I'm in close association with. I want to see you in glory. I want to see you there. I want to hear reports of thank you, man, for encouraging me to crack open the Bible. Thank you for helping me and encouraging me to do that. And let me tell you what, I'm going to pray for you real quick. And that's something I hardly ever do on a podcast. Heavenly Father, I ask in Jesus' name that you'll give the people listening to this podcast, I don't care if it's 1 or 3,000, that you'll give the people listening to this podcast a motivation to read your word, a motivation to spend time with you, and that you'll show them how glorious that time can be. And how healing that time can be, and how magnificent that time can be. And I ask this in Jesus' name. I hope this helps somebody. Leave me a comment if you're watching this on Facebook. Leave me a comment if you're watching this on YouTube. God bless you guys. Have a wonderful day. And don't forget, the greatest relationship you have is with Jesus Christ. Have a wonderful day.